This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Plenty of humanitarian groups turn to celebrities to highlight their causes, but the United Nations World Food Program has found a more unusual ambassador, a world-class athlete who once benefited from the group's food handouts. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Fresh from his tight victory in the New York City Marathon, Kenyan Paul Turgot gives a high school track team some pointers about running, a sport he started only late in life when he was in the Kenyan Air Force.
I used to feel that running was a punishment, because every time after running, I'm having sore muscles every time. But little did I know that it was going to change my life forever.
In the auditorium at the Hyde Leadership Charter School, students are eager to learn how much money he makes winning races and how hard he trains. The boyish-looking 36-year-old with a perpetual grin says he runs about 167 miles a week. And though he's well-dressed and supports his wife and three children on his running wins, he keeps steering the conversation back to his impoverished past.
Where I grew up is very dry, very hot, very rocky. Basically, we didn't have anything to eat when I was growing up. Life was a struggle.
When he was 8 years old, Turgot says, the World Food Program began providing meals at his school in Baringo in Kenya's Rift Valley.
It gave me, I hope, it gave me opportunity to choose what I wanted to do in my life.
Now a record-holding marathoner, he's giving back by promoting the feeding programs that helped him survive. 15-year-old Robert Kelly and his classmate William Harris were inspired.
He's a great man. I don't know if I could do that.
It's not like amazing, like how he came from something.
Starving,
yeah,
and then he made
where
something
he is
out
now.
Of it. Right, like we had a discussion the other day in a meeting. If you're born poor, could you really succeed in life? Could you really be anything? And he's a perfect example of succeeding.
Judith Lewis of the World Food Program says she's hoping these students will learn another lesson as well.
It's not so much about raising money, but raising awareness. As Paul said, there are 300 million children in the world today who don't have enough food to eat. 150 million of those don't go to school. And so there's a huge gap there in terms of children having an opportunity and having enough food to eat.
As she hands out World Food Program hats, Kenyan runner Paul Turgot signs autographs and poses for pictures. He's doing that on Capitol Hill this week as well, since the U.S. remains the biggest donor to the World Food Program and gives about $100 million a year to the school feeding program he's promoting. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.